The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Jarrett McKinnon, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roster Watch Nation, welcome back to the Epic Roster Watch Podcast, brought to you by RosterWatch.com and by Jock Market, where you can get a 100% deposit bonus right now at JockMKT.com or by downloading the Jock Market app by searching JockMKT in the Google Play or App Store and using promo code ROSTERWATCH. So 100% deposit bonus, but you have to let them know that we sent you by using promo code ROSTERWATCH at JockMKT.com. My name is Alex Dunlap, joined by the Trash Man, and this is week 7 on the waiver wire. Trash Man, probably my least favorite week on the waiver wire so far. What do you think?
Why your least favorite? I feel like there's a lot that can go right and a lot that could go wrong.
So it's a big week for NFL buys, and so I think it'll be a popular – I mean, 6 teams on buy. This is going to be our worst bye week, our worst bye week of the year. So we have the Bills on bye, as well as the Cowboys, the Jaguars, the Chargers, the Vikings, and the Steelers. So a lot of fantasy players are going to have issues. And so for that reason, I think waivers are important this week. And there are a few guys who feel like they're going to be sort of 1 week fill-in types. But, man, this feels like the kind of week where maybe – you know, if you have like if you don't play in a league where you have a free agent budget system and you just have like the waiver, like the rotating waiver orders, I'm not sure how many of these guys that I would use in like a number one or a number two waiver spot on, you know, but, you know, we can get into it. And of course, the waiver wire cheat sheet at rosterwatch.com has all of Trash Man's free agent bids, recommendations, and sort of these players stacked up as to how he would take them. To everybody in chat, hello. Hello, Kip C. Hello, Daniel Schaffert. Good afternoon or good morning to you, depending on where you are. We'll be taking your questions here in the chat. And also, please list in the chat players that you're interested in possibly dropping this week for any of these waiver guys. At the very end of the show, I'll go over those with Trash Man. I've written a few down so far, but I'll take them out through the course of the show. All right, Trash Man, just started out, I guess. What I mean, you're interested in D'Ernest Johnson this week. I mean, we just got the word, it looks like Nick Chubb is not going to be able to go. And we know that Kareem Hunt with a calf is going to be out for the Cleveland Browns for the next 4 to 6 weeks. If I look at the Roster Watch matchup tool for this week, the Browns are playing Denver, so the number 21 matchup, basically the 7th worst matchup for opposing runners. I'm not sure. I mean, I guess if you own like Zeke Elliott and Najee Harris or something like that, you just need to find somebody who you can play this week. I could see maybe going to picking up D'Ernest Johnson, but maybe if you could talk about any of the nuance that sort of goes into that and you know, when you would be recommending the type of bid that you're recommending for a player like that. What kind of teams need to be going after D'Ernest Johnson?
Teams that have 2 running backs on bye.
Yeah. That's pretty much it, right? I mean, because here's the thing. You got to figure Nick Chubb is going to be back maybe after this next week.
Perhaps. Yeah, and the thing is, I feel like
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I feel like a lot of teams are on the precipice of having to have a win or their season is going to be in dire straits this week. So I feel like it's an important week.
Okay, a couple of names here coming in. Kadarius Toney, Rondale. We'll see what Trashman thinks about dropping these guys. E. Yizzle, what's up, brother? Glad to see you in the chat. If we're just talking about – okay, so we're talking about De'Ernest Johnson. I need to get better at multitasking, taking these names down and steering the ship here. But, I mean, if we're talking about this, if this wasn't a – Thursday game for Cleveland, I think that maybe Chubb would be back this week.
That's a possibility. I mean, even so, I feel like someone like a Demetric Felton would be useful in that situation. I don't think Chubb's going to just get – I mean, the thing is the Browns are going to have to rely on the run game regardless who's in there. I mean, Baker Mayfield and his torn labrum aren't doing anybody any favors in the passing game there, except for maybe Donovan Peoples-Jones. And I guess Jarvis Landry coming back potentially could take some of that onus off of the running game, but they're going to have to lean on whoever's in the backfield there for the Browns this week.
What's up in the chat to the Huns burglar? He wants to know about Stevenson. I mean, Ramondre Stevenson is on the cheat sheet. Kip Sees brings up an interesting point, says, also see if people who have 1 to 2 wins are in bye trouble and try to snipe some of their roster. I don't know if this is exactly what he means. And of course, listen to the trade cast. If you are in the spot where you're 5-0, 4-1, or whatever, is it now 5? I think I'm 5-1 in one of my, yeah. So
we've had six games.
We've had 6 weeks. If you're in a spot where you're, 5-1, 6-0, definitely listen to the trade cast and listen to what Byron will talk about as far as some consolidation trades. If you're on that end of the trading block. But also with Kipsey, I would also say, what this made me think about is also if you're in one of these leagues where you don't necessarily have a free agent budget bidding system, but maybe you have the rotating waiver order and you're sitting on a 1 or a 2 or something like that, there are going to be teams who are, these 1 and 2 win teams who have to drop good players this week who are on bye to pick up players who they can play. And so sometimes in weeks like this, I'll just sit back and wait to see who my league mates drop and see if they were forced to drop some dude that they really should not be dropping. And when they do that, swipe in, and you might be able, like what I'm saying is that this is like the groceries, as far as the market that is waivers, the groceries could be better after all this swapping goes around, right? You could have better stuff in the pool.
Chances are they're going to be players that don't have games this week. But
yeah, but I mean, if you're
in the future,
but if you're a winning team and somebody drops, say, like, what if somebody drops Tony Pollard, something like that? You just be like, I want Tony Pollard more than I want any of these idiots on this waiver wire cheat sheet, is I guess what I'm saying. So, and Pollard could be getting dropped this week. People have asked about him. What about Ramondre Stevenson? This guy has completely luck boxed his way out of the doghouse and possibly having a role moving forward, hasn't he?
Yeah, he definitely has.
He still looks fat and slow to me.
I mean, Brandon Bolden, he maybe got 2 touches this last week. He's just – I feel like they're giving Stevenson the shot over Bolden and Harris being questionable. It'll really be interesting to monitor Harris this week. He's somebody I'm really interested in monitoring as – if he doesn't play for some reason, Stevenson would have a major role. Although it isn't a great matchup.
Who is it this week? Okay, so New England is versus.
Oh, it's the Jets.
It's the Jets. It's the number four match of the week for opposing runners. It's a good matchup. Yes, number. And here's the other thing too: is I think that this could be some fool's gold with Ramondre Stevenson. I mean, only 33% of snaps last week. He did get in for the touchdown. And here's the thing: you would expect
a one-yard touchdown.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. Damian Harris did reach in for the touchdown last week whenever he's not supposed to. You're not supposed to extend the football for the goal line if you are a Bill Belichick running back. He did it. He committed the cardinal sin. And Ramondre Stevenson does weigh over 250 pounds. He could maybe be on his way to earning a role that's some kind of goal line banger slash occasional use in the passing game kind of guy.
The only reason Harris came out was because he was limping.
I know. Well, I don't know. I did think the same. I had the same thoughts. So I agree. I mean the dude asked for thoughts on Ramondre Stevenson. So we're talking out our thoughts. My thoughts are like I would smoke. I don't like him. I would
if Harris plays, I'm not in on him.
Yeah. I'm not in. I don't want to be in on Ramondre Stevenson either. But I can't put it out of the question that he might be able to completely luck box himself into a role. As the Hans Burglar says in the chat, I want it to be J.J. Taylor, but I don't think it is.
So you feel like even if Harris plays, Stevenson will have some kind of flex value?
Not any given week, but I do believe that he could have minimal fantasy appeal, rosterable minimal fantasy appeal moving forward if things fall complete. I mean, here's the thing: he's had the nut run out. This has been an epic like run out for him. He's had the J.J. Taylor fumble. He's had James White get hurt. He's had Brandon Bolden look like shit. He's been in the doghouse himself after fumbling his first carry as an NFL player. You know, he's had – I mean, everything's happened where it's like they just have to say, Jesus, well, we drafted this guy in the third round. It's looked like a stupid, stupid pick so far. Even the staff has admitted that he's been in the doghouse. Even his own running backs coach. They ask Ramondre Stevenson's old running backs coach what it is he needs to work on. And the guy's like – everything. I mean, they had to be in a position to play him this last week. I'm just saying, if he continues to luck box his way like this, Stevenson could be somebody that finds his way to minimal fantasy appeal. I'm not saying an every week flex play, but yeah, certainly.
We spent way too much time talking about Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah, they just asked about him in the chat. Jesse's asking about a running back, Booker or Herbert for week 7. We don't even know yet, Jesse. Wait until we find out whether or not Damian Williams still has COVID before we're at, and wait until we get our initial rankings up. Jesus. Michael, but what's up, Jesse? Thank you for tuning in. Michael Chapp, what's going on, brother? Good morning or good afternoon to you, depending on where you're at. Talking about running backs still here on the waiver wire. And again, not the best week, but this whole thing with the Seattle Seahawks seems a little bit interesting to me. Alfred Collins. I'm thinking of the Texas Longhorns defense. I just got done charting. Alex Collins, little bit banged up. Chris Carson, pretty damn banged up. Rashad Penny getting activated off of IR. They think he's going to be good. And these other dirtballs like DJ Dallas and Travis Homer, just, I mean, kind of makes Rashad Penny a little bit of an interesting pickup. I see you have him up here in this sort of same tier. Of all these guys, though, Trash Man, I think in a PPR league, I'm more interested in J.D. McKissic than anybody that we've discussed so far.
I feel like as far as immediacy goes, the guy, that's why I have the guys above him that I do. I mean, and I just don't really know what's going to happen as far as if, I mean, Jarrett Patterson and his involvement in that offense. If he becomes that first two down back, or if J.D. McKissic is going to be relegated to that third down role. I mean, and the thing is, I feel like too, a lot of people who have J.D. McKissic, or I mean, I feel like he's not that much of a hot pickup so much as he is somebody who's continuing to maintain fantasy value.
I get it. But just with the Antonio Gibson stuff, it's begun to become troublesome. And Jarrett Patterson is also an interesting pickup. I mean, as a guy that owns Antonio Gibson, at least in one of our home leagues, I picked up Patterson, you know, a week, 10 days ago, just because I became worried about the shin and maybe anything happening in game, you know, for him, which did happen. If Gibson was to miss time, I'm kind of with you, Trash Man, that maybe Jarrett Patterson could be the bigger beneficiary, whereas J.D. McKissic just sort of stays the course with kind of who he is, picking up maybe a little bit of the volume, but not enough to make it just a complete, you know, just a big time needle mover for him. And of course, but, and then here's the other thing too. Whenever we look at these players, if they're in the same tier, it's like Trashman's put them in that tier. So you can, you know, I think, well, maybe you can decide trash me, but what Byron always said whenever he did this, he's like, look, if they're in the same tier, think about your team, think about what you need, and, you know, go into this thing with a little bit of understanding, a little bit of nuance to say, like, look, if I need to win this week, I want to pick up a D'Ernest Johnson because he and Dimitri Felton are going to, you know, who knows how they're going to split time. But if it were, I mean, I think Dimitri Felton has a lot more upside for sure, especially.
We've seen D'Ernest Johnson thrive in that role, though.
Yeah. And like they always say, like Kevin Stefanski always says, we trust D'Ernest. He said it last week whenever he's talking about not wanting to go too hard on Kareem Hunt. He really is the first guy, the first name that's out of their mouths whenever they talk about what the backup or the backup contingency plan is. So I can understand that, but you get Dimitri Felton in there and he gets a hot hand, dude. He's a good player who can make some things happen. So, and they've been operating as a two-back committee this whole year anyway. They wouldn't have to change that much just to have basically the homeless man's version of the Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt with D'Ernest Johnson and Dimitri Felton. They're operating in those similar roles. But what I would say is just think about your team. Think about what you're looking for out of these players. Think about what you need. Is it this week? Or are you trying to make a stash for down the road? And maybe that's the best way to address the order of these players here in this tier of the running back pickups. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Michael Chapp is in the – see, this is mainly waiver questions that we like during this show, but since Michael Chapp is here hanging out, I mean, we can – so he has Herbert, Moss, Cook, Keenan Allen, Diggs, Hollywood, Pitts at tight end. Would you change anything? I'm surprised on 500. Honestly, I thought it would be better. Well, yeah, I would try and upgrade my RB2 from Zach Moss, you know, try and maybe sell Hollywood high right now.
Well, and I see, I mean, Keenan Allen has, I think, only scored one, maybe two touchdowns this season. Diggs has only scored one. Yeah. So I see how you're 3-3. I mean, but I feel like these guys are going to step up. I feel like it's been a weird season so far as like players who have produced and generally in the past.
Michael Chapp, you need to be listening to Byron Lambert's trade cast. Listen to the trade cast. Find some ideas from the trade cast about a liquidation trade of one of those dudes and go see what you can make happen. Okay. Listen to the trade cast. That goes for all you guys listening to this. No offense to Trash Man. No offense to me. No offense to any of you guys. But that's a much more valuable podcast than this one. Byron puts a ton of work into that thing every single week. All right, Trash Man, what do you think about do you want to touch on any of these dirt balls at the very bottom of the sheet here? I wouldn't pick up any of these idiots that you have listed down on the bottom here as these 5% and under bids. Any of these solving Ahmed?
I mean, it's hard because like Mark Ingram is literally getting like 20 touches a game.
He's not getting 20 a game.
Yes. Look at his last two games.
Well, but right, but not over the course of the season.
But like the last two games.
Yeah. I did see he got 20 touches last week. That's for sure.
They just don't get in scoring position that often, the Texans. So it's not resulting in any touchdowns. But if you're getting 20 touches a game,
you're not getting 20 touches a game. That's a false statement.
The last two games, well, I think maybe averaging 19 then in the last two games.
Let's see. He's averaging. So let's see. One game of 27 touches, one game of 15 touches, one game of 7 touches, one game of 6 touches, one game of 16 touches, one game of 20 touches. So I don't have a calculator in my head, but that doesn't seem quite. I mean, I was talking
about the last two games. So he's like averaging 18 touches.
Averaged 18 touches his last two games. Over his last three games, he's averaging what's 42 divided by three? He's averaging like 14.66 touches over his last three games. And then 48 divided by 4, 12 touches over his last four games. So it's getting less and less.
But then you go the two games before that, and it brings it back up.
It brings it back up to – so you had 15 onto the – what was I even at? Was I 48? 48 plus 15, 63. So you're back up to 12.5 over that one. Now, if you add in the first game where you had the 26 attempts, I mean, I'm just saying
he's trending up in touches.
Yeah, I mean, but worth no more than 5% of your free agent bids. Let's see. Kipsey says Byron. Yeah, Byron does a great job. Let's see. With Jerry Jeudy playing more in the slot, do you still like him to break out? Look, if Jerry Jeudy's available,
yeah, well, it doesn't matter where he's on the field.
Yeah, go get Jerry Jeudy, man. And it's interesting. I think that makes more kind of let's just move to wide receiver trash, man. And before we do, just wanted to tell you guys really quick about Jock Market. Stop throwing your money away. It's time to check out Jock Market, the app where daily fantasy becomes a stock exchange. Buy and sell shares of players in real time for real money. At the end of the night, all shares have a guaranteed payout based on fantasy point scoring. You can buy and hold. You can wheel and deal. You can even short shares of players you feel are overvalued. Download now for 100% deposit match up to $50 using promo code ROSTERWATCH. It's not about setting a whole lineup. Just trade shares of players you like. Trade in markets for NFL, NBA, NHL, PGA, and MLB. And get this, if you don't turn a profit in your first contest, Jock MKT will cover your losses up to $100. So you have nothing to lose. Trade in a stock market where you understand the assets. Download Jock Market in the app or Play stores, or check out jockmkt.com and use promo code ROSTERWATCH for a 100% deposit bonus match up to $50 on your first deposit. That's jockmkt.com, jockmkt.com. Terms and conditions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right. Back to the cheat sheet. I see you're going back in on T.Y. Hilton. You're interested in T.Y. Hilton.
He led the Colts in receiving his first game back.
Yeah, but I think he still only had 4 targets and he got hurt.
He still had more than anyone else.
And Paris Campbell got hurt bad.
Yeah. And the thing is, last season too, Michael Pittman was doing great. T.Y. Hilton ended up having a better season.
Yep. So I went on the Blitz show for our pro members at rosterwatch.com who watched that, the DFS show. I told Cardi and Chief, man, I was playing T.Y. Hilton in cash against them last week. I played him in cash. He was like 1.8% owned in the massive $25 double up on DraftKings. Nobody was. I'm just like, how? I mean, 4,100 T.Y. Hilton versus the Texans. He's healthy.
He's a Texan eater.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, not an absolute monster game, but it was nice. Oh, this is interesting. Kipsey has a couple of interesting possible players he might want to get rid of. I got to write these guys down. Okay, talk about some of these guys, though, at the very top besides T.Y. Hilton. His name just kind of stuck out to me. Christian Kirk's probably interesting. I'm interested. I'm kind of freaked out that you have Tim Patrick on here. It's like he needs to be moved. Tim Patrick needs to be moved down with Jerry Jeudy coming back.
I don't even care. I mean, Tim Patrick led the Broncos in receiving last season.
With Cortland Sutton out.
So Jerry Jeudy.
Okay. Well, right, but I mean, but Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton are both better than, Tim Patrick.
Allegedly, Tim Patrick's the one that ends up showing on the box score.
I'm gonna fucking turn this broadcast off.
He's the one that ends up showing up on the box score.
Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton are both. Sutton wasn't a first. Both guys are first round worthy type of alpha wide receivers. Tim Patrick's he's an everyman's jag.
Yeah, I mean, if you just look at the results.
Yeah, I just – for me, it's Tim – they're trash. We have to move Tim Patrick down. There's no way – like, there's no way we can have guys like – have him over guys like Rashad Bateman or what – even with what Darnell Mooney's been doing. Like, he needs to be below those guys. Mecole Hardman. I mean, Jesus, come on, man.
I would play Patrick in a pinch over both of those guys, over Mecole Hardman. You don't know what he's going to do from game to game. Tim Patrick has been consistent.
Are you telling me that you know what's going to happen with Tim Patrick from game to game once we get Jerry Jeudy and Courtland Sutton back? There's no way. And Noah Fant is still there. He's by far fourth in the pecking order. And that offense is puny and it sucks.
I'm just looking here at his totals. I mean, he's either scored a touchdown or has had over 89 yards in all but one game this season.
And I feel like from the
beginning of the season.
I feel like the dynamics are about to change.
Maybe so, but that's yet to be seen.
Let me ask you this: what if the same thing was true of Zach Pascal?
What about him?
Well, what if the same thing was true?
It's not.
But I'm saying, what if it was? And then T.Y. Hilton comes back, and then what I'm saying is it's the same kind of player. Like, would at the very time, whenever you're getting these other players back, would you want to pick up this guy who it seems like he's probably just been getting this done because of the lack of competition for targets?
If Zach Pascal had led the Colts in receiving last year, maybe so.
Okay. I mean, I don't understand you sometimes, Trash Man. We got to move Tim Patrick down a little bit. Look, you can keep him in this tier.
That's fine. You can move him down. I'm a Tim Patrick believer.
All right. Donovan Peoples-Jones, you have him in he's not even in the same category here. Michael Gallup, what's the story with him? You're a Cowboys fan. When is he coming back?
I mean, chances are he comes back after the bye. I mean, that's what it's looking like.
Okay. Does that let's see. That ain't gonna swindle CeeDee Lamb, is it? There's no way.
No, it would swindle a Cedric Wilson and Noah Brown.
Oh God, please, please, please swindle Cedric Wilson. I'm so tired of seeing number one. And I'm tired of seeing Noah Brown. He looks too damn much like CeeDee sometimes.
Where's Noah Brown looks good.
Manion Hunter says, if you haven't already, can you please talk about your thoughts on Bateman? Yeah, we haven't talked about Bateman, Manion Hunter, but we did tell people on the Sirius show, go ahead and pick him up and just see what happens. And what we saw, what we saw happen wasn't him blowing the doors completely off, but he certainly does look like he's the future complement to Marquise Brown. I mean, 65% of snaps, 4 catches on 6 targets. I mean, don't you want him in there over Sammy Watkins if you're the Ravens? I know that they went out and made a real point to get Sammy Watkins in free agency, but Jesus, I mean, they made a real point to go get Rashad Bateman in the first round of the NFL draft. I mean, it's like,
yeah,
those are your two first-round wide receivers. Those are your future weapons for Lamar Jackson. I figure that, of course, he'll continue trying to, Of course, need to continue trying to get him integrated.
But you want him to flash before Watkins gets back, though.
Yeah, I mean, targets are earned, Trash Man. Rashad Bateman went on his first NFL game and earned 6 damn targets, dude. Like, that's good. That's good. I mean, he went on his first NFL game and earned 6 targets. Do you know how many more that was than Josh Gordon in his first game with the Chiefs?
Or a second.
No, look, man, we love Bateman. I mean, he's in the top tier of the pickups this week. And if he's available in your league, that's the kind of pickup. If you are a team that's a winning team, you pick him up, you stash him, you hope that you get something big down the stretch. And if you're in a deep, deep, sharp league, he's not available, He won't be available right now. What about some of these other wide receivers? Anybody in particular that you just want to hit on, Trashman, before we get into some of these keeps and drops that people have asked about?
You know, so intriguing to me is actually Jamal Agnew.
I that game I was kind of it was, you know, we had just gotten off radio. And of course, you know, we have all this work to do on Sunday mornings before lock. So that game didn't get as much attention from me as the rest of the games do that aren't these London swindles. But just looking through the box score, that I was like Jamal Agnew, Jesus, man. And here's the thing: he's fast, and they really like him as a kick returner too. He's made all those big kick return touchdowns. He had the 109-yard kick return touchdown, and then he also had. Did he have a kick six? Was that him that was back there for the Jaguars when they got the kick six? So it's like he's had some big plays, and he is fast as hell.
I think they like playing him out of the slot more than they do Chenault.
That's crazy to me. That's wild to me because Chenault, as far as the target volume went, when I look back, I remember him having a decent game. He had 10 targets.
I'm just saying they're playing Agnew more out of the slot than they are Chenault.
Right. Well, that's Jamal Agnew's an interesting kind of deep pickup for sure. I remember seeing his name and thinking like, man, well, we know he's got juice. We know he had the ball in his hands. He's one of these guys that definitely is a huge, huge, huge play threat. I mean, if he's getting that dude's gotten, he got 59% of the snaps. 59% of the snaps over in London. I don't think you'll hear many people talking about Jamal Agnew, but in a deep league for sure. I mean, a 14 team leaguer, I think you'd be silly to leave that guy sitting on your waivers. You want to move over to tight end because we still have Ricky Seals-Jones, who just runs every single route, you know, with everybody else banged up.
It's just winning right for Logan Thomas.
Yeah, he's been really good. He's been good. So I think you go pick him up. It makes me feel so old, man. I remember I would watch his high school huddle films and stuff when he was right out of Sealy. You know where Sealy, Texas is, Trash? We probably drive.
I drive through it all the time. Who's it? Eric? Are Ronnie Lott's from there? No.
It's somebody that owns a couple restaurants there now.
Yeah. Or is it Eric Dickerson? Maybe. I don't remember.
I don't know. But anyway, RSJ's from Sealy, and I always think about him as being from there and like how good he was in high school. And I look at his picture on DraftKings, and that dude looks like an old 50-year-old man at this point, dude. He looks so old, man. I was like, Jesus, how old do I look these days? But what about these tight ends? Any of these others that you want to talk over? And then I'm going to get a look at the defenses here on the matchup tool for next week, see if anything kind of sticks out to me.
I mean, CJ Uzomah's, I think, scored 3 touchdowns in the over the last 3 weeks. Not a ton of targets, but they're using him in the end zone. I mean, Evan Engram, you have to think, is going to pop soon. He's getting the targets. He's just not getting into the end zone. And Tyler Conklin, he seems to be staying at a pretty productive clip, even in games that like KJ Osborne is producing in. So I feel like Tyler Conklin, he's a decent flyer. And what Ross Dwelly, it'll be interesting to see what he does there in San Francisco. He could end up being like a Ricky Seals-Jones, you know, and that he just comes in for the guy who was playing and you know, they just go to the tight end so often that he produces. So he's somebody that, you know, there's a low floor there, but he could end up paying dividends for you.
All right, let's see. We have the defenses. I'm just looking here. You don't have the best streaming defense even up. Like, I just had to add it to the very top of this sheet because Cleveland gets Denver at home. I don't think many people own the Cleveland defense, do they?
Do they?
I don't think so. Cleveland, that's the best pickup this week, right? I mean, unless I'm being crazy. New Orleans, if they're available, looks like a really good pickup.
Cleveland is rostered in almost 60% of leagues.
So we can't put them on the sheet?
I mean, technically, no.
Let's just put them on. I mean, let's just put them on as the top option in case anybody can get to them. And then the Saints, you're right, are the number two option, it looks like here. Because they have to travel to Seattle, but they get to travel to Geno Smith and, you know, Rashad Penny and all the rest of this stuff. Even though Geno, man, like I said, like I tweeted about during the Sunday night game, like Mike Tomlin was kind of looking at him and saying, like, man, I wish I had a guy like Geno back here behind.
Yeah, I mean, Geno was solid as a game manager up until his last turnover. I felt bad for him.
All right. Well, you guys can find the defensive pickups that Trash Man has listed over at the website, rosterwatch.com. Go get a pro membership. Help us out. And if you just want to help out in the smallest, simplest of ways, if you could share this video or if you could click that you like it, subscribe to the channel, that always helps a bunch. We have a couple questions coming in here. Minion Hunter says, he's talking to somebody else here. Isaac Rivas is asking, Kadarius Toney is this year's breakout wide receiver? I don't know. He needs to
stay healthy.
Yeah, he needs to get through a game first, right? I'd like to see him get through one game, right?
Could be Bateman.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely looks. I'm trying to think of who's. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase is this year's breakout wide receiver, I think. But I'm just trying to think of who else could really be considered for that role. Ruggs has broken out a little bit this year. But Katoni, I mean, if he puts up a bunch more games like he did back in week five, geez, man, we're definitely cooking with peanut oil. All right, Trash Man, here we go. Can you drop them? Some of these players are actually on the cheat sheet, so it would just be like, can you drop them for players like, you know, for others. So the first question was Tim Patrick. You're saying you're not going to drop him?
I'm not dropping him just yet.
Okay. Daniel Jones.
I mean, it depends on who you're dropping him for, but he's droppable.
Latavius Murray.
Yes, he's droppable.
I'm not sure.
We'll
see how the injury is
with Freeman and Bell there too. It could be a three-headed beast there.
Yeah, I know. I think Latavius is best out of those three, but he's hurt now. So I'm not. I have Latavius in a couple of my leagues. I'm not dropping him just yet. But we're getting to the point where people are asking. So, I mean, just how about this one? There's some people, more questions coming in here. Is Byron doing another trade cast? Yes, the trade cast is always going to be out on Wednesdays until the trade deadline, which is like, what is that, Trash Man?
November 2nd?
Yes, until the trade. No, I think it's the week after that. It's the week after that.
You sure?
Yeah, because it's
– Oh. In fantasy or in the NFL?
Fantasy.
Okay. Yeah.
It's generally more around Thanksgiving.
I know the NFL trade line is November 2nd, I believe.
Minion Hunter saying that Latavius is going to be out this week and then next week is the Ravens' bye. So, that's a good point. He's out for at least 2 weeks. You're not going to have him back until week 9.
Yeah,
that sucks. I don't know. Maybe you can drop Latavius. How about Devin Singletary? On a really good team.
Yeah, you could drop him. I mean, I feel like Moss is the guy there, and he's the goal line guy. More importantly,
how about Royce Freeman? I'll answer for him. You can drop Royce Freeman.
I didn't know where you had him.
How about this? I'm saving this one for last. Okay, what about Tyler Boyd?
No,
he's been miserable.
Has he? He's been getting the same number of targets as the other guys.
No, he hasn't. This last week, I think he got two targets, but before that, he'd been a little bit better. I think this is somebody being reactionary to this.
I think going into this last game, they were all averaging about 7 targets a game. I remember looking at that.
I think this question is somebody being reactionary the same way that I was to Tyler Boyd this week.
Yeah.
Robert Tonyan.
Yes, I was done with Robert Tonyan a while ago.
Okay. In fantasy. Jeez, I wrote somebody down, but I don't know who that is. Oh, Van Jefferson.
Yeah. I mean, he's a player who's going to pop every, you know, three games or so, but he's droppable.
Jonnu Smith.
Droppable. Hunter Henry's the passing, the receiving option, the better receiving option that offense.
Kenny Gainwell.
Yeah, he hasn't been getting anything these last two games.
Is Miles Sanders a guy to kind of maybe just kind of take a look at and say, what if he gets dropped or something this week? Like, or he won't get dropped, but
if they watch the game, they won't drop him. But
yeah, I think Byron will talk about Miles Sanders in the trade cast tomorrow. Ronald Jones.
Yes.
Somebody asked. I mean, I say no, but somebody asked about Kadarius Toney. Do we have an official?
If you're on a losing team, you can drop him. If you need to win this week, you can drop him. If you're on a winning team, I would not drop him.
Rondale Moore.
You can drop him. I think if you need to win this week, you can drop him.
If you like pain, you can drop him. I think he's going to cause you some pain down the road.
Well, the thing is, any one of those Arizona receivers could cause you pain on any given week.
Was Zach Ertz coming in?
Yeah, and Zach Ertz coming in, it's just going to make
it feels like that particularly hurts Rondale.
Yeah.
Two more. Thanks again to everybody for tuning in, man. We love all you guys. If you could please just click to like and subscribe here on the YouTube channel, and make sure to check out the podcast feed over at Roster Watch, because that's where you'll get the trade cast and that's where you'll get the other content as well. We have stuff that's exclusive over on the website. So make sure and give that a look. If you're just watching here on YouTube, you're missing out on a ton of our stuff. All right. Amon-Ra St. Brown.
You can drop him outside of PPR leagues.
I don't think you're going to be getting anything better on the waiver wire this week by dropping Amon-Ra St. Brown, right?
Yeah.
Not at wide receiver. I think I would hold. All right, Trash Man. Here's the final one. Allen Robinson. Can you drop him?
If you need to win this week, you can drop him. If you got to do it, you can drop him this week.